USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. The demand came after revelations that the Trump administration had secretly gathered device data from Democratic members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee as they investigated internal leaks during the Russia probe. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the pandemic begins to subside, Illinois is lifting all capacity limits on bars, restaurants, and other businesses.
Chicago is the largest big city in the country that's fully reopened.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot credited the people in her city for getting to this point.
You masked up, you got vaxxed up, and now it's time for you to get up, get out of the house this summer, and fully and safely and enjoy the events of the best city on the planet.
New data shows that more than 68% of Illinois residents 18 and over have received at least one dose, and 51% of adults are fully vaccinated. In Tennessee and North Carolina, the demand for vaccines has slowed down so much that they're now giving back millions of doses to the federal government, even though less than half of the total populations are vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Pibbiza, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Labor Department's report of a higher-than-expected inflation rate is causing concerns over the direction of the economy. USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
The consumer price index rose 5% in the year leading into May, marking the largest increase since August 2008. Chuck Bentley of Crown Financial tells us this means Americans are buying less with more dollars.
Well, economists look for a rise in the consumer price index, which means the things that are required for us to live are on the rise. The prices are going up. And in a very simple sense, it means the purchasing power of the dollar is going down.
Economists point to the 7% increase between April to May for the prices for used cars and trucks that made up one-third for the increase in the consumer price index. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Baltimore County State Attorney's Office says two reported members of the gang MS-13 have been sentenced. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.